రేడియో సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం.
గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యే నమః శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః సమవర్తతాగ్రే భూతస్య జాతపతిరేకాసి సదాధార పృథివేంద్యాముతే మాం కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషావిరేమా యాద్వదాబలదాయస్య విశ్వ ఉపాసతే ప్రశిషం యస్య దేవాః యస్య ఛాయామృతం యస్య మృత్యుః కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషావిరేమ యః ప్రాణతో నిమిషతో మహిత్వైక ఇద్రాజా జగతో బభూవ యైషే అస్య ద్విపదశ్చ దుష్పదః కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషావిరేమ యస్యేమే హిమవంతో మహిత్వా యస్య సముద్రం రసయా సాహుః యస్యేమా ప్రదిశో యస్య బాహుః కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషావిదేమ యే నద్యో రుగ్రా పృథివీ చ దృఢా యేన స్వస్థభితం యేన నాకః యో అంతరిక్షే రజసో విమానః కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషావిదేమ యం గ్రంథసే అవసాదస్తభానే అభ్యేక్షే తామనసారేజమానే యత్రాదిశూర ఉదితో విభాతి కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషావిదేమ ఆపో హయద్బృహతేర్విశ్వమాయం గర్భం దదాన జనయంతేరగ్నిం తదలో దేవానాం సమవర్తతా సురేకః కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషావిదేమ యశ్చిదాపో మహినా పర్యపశ్యద్దక్షం దదాన జనయంతేరగ్నిం యో దేవేశ్వరి దేవ ఏక ఆసీత్ కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషావిదేమ మానో హింసే జనితాయ పృథివ్యాయో వాదివం सत्यधर्मा जजाना यश्चापश्चन्द्र बृहते जजान कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेम प्रजापतेन त्वदेतान्यन्यो विश्वा ज्वातानि परिता बभूव यत्कामास्ते जुहुमस्तन्नो अस्तु वयम् स्यामपतयोरहीना ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
यत् सत्येन जगत् सत्यम् यत् प्रकाशेन भाति यत् यदानन्देन नन्दन्ति तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. ऐ आफर् मै सेल्फ् एट् द लोटस् फीट् आफ् अ मोस्ट् बिलवड् मास्टर् बिकास् आफ् हूस् ट्रूत् देर् इस् एक्सिस्टेन्स् बिकास् आफ् हूस् एफल्जेन्स् देर् इस् लैट् एण्ड् बिकास् आफ् हूस् ब्लिस् वि आल् आर् हेपी. Revered elders and my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. As each one of us participate in this Jnana Yajnaha, I pray to Swami that this supreme knowledge purifies each one of us so that we become worthy of being called His devotees, His students. Who is a student? The scriptures say, Shikshate iti shishyaha. The one who learns alone can be called as a true student. But what is learning? Very times we say, I am Swami's devotee. I am his student. But when we say that, we must also know that as Bhagwan's devotees, as his students, in this world outside, we are his direct representatives. We are the mirrors in which the world is going to see His reflection. And that is why every thought, word and action emerging from us must emerge from the awareness that yes, we are His representatives. That awareness, that constant awareness is what is called learning. When we are asked to follow rules and regulations, we do not ask why, we do not ask how, we do not ask what good is it going to do to me. We just do it. Why? Because Swami has said that. That is enough for us. That implicit obedience, that is learning. When we see anybody in distress, we do not wait for the Gram Seva to come. Nor do we wait for any Samiti members to join us to help that individual. No. Our heart spontaneously reaches out to such people because living with him, compassion has become our nature, and that is learning. And finally, when we are all by ourselves, there's no one to supervise, there's no one to tell us what to do. When there are no rules, no regulations, no guidelines, no mandates, and yet we lead our lives moment to moment in the awareness that yes, I am living my life according to the dictates set by my guru, my master, and this is what will make Swami happy. That character, that is learning. Is it difficult to achieve these ideals? Yes. In fact, we can also say that it is nearly impossible. But only as long as we don't have love for God. The moment we start perceiving God's love and the moment we start loving Him, even the impossible becomes extremely easy and possible. And that is why a great master has said, those who can perceive the invisible are the ones who can accomplish the impossible. I pray to Swami that He gives us only pure love for His lotus feet, so that our lives, our thoughts, words and actions become an expression of our love, faith and gratitude for Him. Giving us a glimpse of this divinity today, we have with us two speakers. The first speaker for today is Shri Rishabh Sachdeva. Brother Rishabh joined the Shri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School for his 11th class in 2005. He went on to complete his BCom honors from the Vrindavan campus of the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and is currently pursuing his final year MBA program at the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. Brother Rishabh's family has been in Bhagwan's fold for over 35 years, and he has had the rare opportunity to perform in Bhagwan's divine presence on several occasions, including the prestigious Convocation Day drama. He will be speaking to us today on the theme, True Surrender. The second speaker for the day is Shri A. Anantaraman. Professor Anantaraman is an MBA from the Harvard Business School, and at Bhagwan's direct command, went on to complete his PhD from Columbia University. Sir has held the position of a CEO in continents of Asia, Europe, America with three multinational groups. His last responsibility as a corporate executive was that of a group chairman. In addition, Professor Anantaraman has been a United Nations Industrial Development Organization expert. He has been an advisor to the Economic Community for West African States and a World Bank panel advisor to West Africa on industrial policy. But above all, Sir has been in Swami's fold for over 40 years and has been blessed by Bhagwan to present the Anantapur Water Project at several forums, including the 3rd World Water Forum at Osaka in Japan, the 4th World Water Forum at Mexico, and the upcoming event at the International Water Institute in Singapore. Currently, Sir is professor at the Department of Management Studies, Prashanthi Nilayam campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. In addition to this, he is also coordinating the media activities of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Sir will be speaking to us today on the topic, Our Lives, His Message. I request both the speakers to come and gather, address the gathering in the order their names have been presented. Thank you. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. With humility and love, I offer myself at the lotus feet of our most beloved Swami. Esteemed elders and my dearest sisters and brothers, a loving Sai Ram to all gathered here today. When the Lord of the universe gave birth to his most complex creation, man, he instilled in man a fundamental desire. This fundamental desire is so much inherent in man that this is what drives man to achieve everything in life. This fundamental desire is the desire to grow, the desire to expand, the desire to explore, and the desire to become better in whatever man does. Man is absolutely averse to stagnation, be it intellectual development, be it emotional development, be it academic development. Man always in his life, throughout this journey, strives for growth and improvement. At the same time, Bhagwan Baba says, life is a challenge, meet it. This journey on which man has embarked, this journey of growth, this journey of betterment, is not a rosy path. God, in order to attract man, has filled up this path with various challenges and difficulties. But the passion in man's belly actually makes him overcome so many difficulties that God puts. And at the end of the day, when he is able to cross over a few obstacles, at that point of time, he plunges himself down the dark cliff of godlessness. He thinks it is me who is doing and not God. But life is not so easy. It is at that point that life plans to teach a lesson to this man. And the challenges that man then comes across are really insurmountable. At that point of time, when man is not able to do anything in his life, he thinks, what next? And his mind is blank. He hits a roadblock. Swami says, life is a challenge, meet it. But how do we meet the challenge? That is the question. We all are indeed very lucky that Swami has gifted us all with a precious present that he says is an open secret, but still people do not realize the value of this lofty spiritual ideal. Swami has gifted us with the power to surrender. What is surrender? The question is, there was once a man who was a farmer. He used to work in his fields sincerely, every day, and without any cribbing. One day, he just notices that a flash of light comes from the sky, and there descends God on earth. And God says, my son, I have one job for you. So this man literally falls on his knees and asks, God, whatever you say, I'll do it. God says, for the next 30 days, from morning till evening, do you see that big boulder, that rock? Go and push it. After 30 days, I'll come back again and see what have you done. So this person did not have any other option. He said, okay, God, I'll do what you say. And then, with utmost sincerity, this man, from morning till evening, left his farming work, and for 30 days, he pushed that rock. 18 hours a day, he pushed that rock, but till the end of the 30th day, the rock did not even move a nanometer. At the end of the 30th day, this man was dejected, and he was just thinking, let God come, I'll ask him, why this? Why me? At the end of the day, God comes down, and this man immediately rushes towards God and asks, God, for the past 30 days, I've been doing what you asked me to. And at the end of it all, the rock hasn't even moved a millimeter. What have I gained? God says, look at yourself. Your muscles are pounding out. Your concentration has increased. Your stamina has increased. And over the 1 month, you have pleased me by doing what I told you to do. I just asked you to push the rock. I never told you the rock should move. You have done what I have told you, and now I will move the rock for you. This is what Swami says is true surrender. Just do your job to the best and leave the rest to God. Swami says, why get agitated? Leave all your problems with me. I am the one who have given you these problems, and it is my responsibility to take you out of them. Swami says, just close your eyes and say, Swami, thy will be done. At that point of time, I will come and help you out. He says, it is your reasoning that troubles you. That Swami, what would happen if things don't go my way? He says, don't think about the result at all. It is contrary to this lofty spiritual ideal of surrender. He says, if you don't believe in me, if you don't have the 100% confidence in my love for you, then he says, I will not intervene. But then, if you do, Swami says, I will not only fulfill all your needs, I will fulfill all your desires also. A devotee's life is never easy. God puts a lot of challenges in front of the devotee and tests his faith, his power of surrender in many ways. My mother, when it comes to her health, she's not in very good terms with her destiny. 10 years ago, my mother was suffering with a severe slip disc problem. One nerve was compressed hard between two bones, and the pain was absolutely excruciating. For the last 2 years, at that point of time, my mother suffered with this back ailment, but she kept silent. Like Swami says, if I give you a trouble, I give you the strength to bear it also. But one night, the pain had become so excruciating that my mother just caught my father's hand and said, "Tomorrow I want to get my surgery done, that's it." As far as my family history goes, Swami has always been against surgeries. Tears were trickling down my mother's eyes. That time I was in my 6th standard, my brother was in his 1st standard. And both of us were feeling so bad that when we were in trouble, our mother saved us. And when she is in trouble, we can't do anything. There was an acute sense of helplessness all around the house. And throughout the evening, throughout the day, my mother was just crying because the pain was absolutely excruciating. At that point of time when she realized that nobody could do anything, she just closed her eyes and said, "Swami, whatever my karma is, I have to go through that. But please, as your devotee, as my love for you, please guide me." My mother says, there was some force which just made her sleep instantaneously at that point of time. And when she slept, she said, "I got a wonderful dream. My mother was walking through the corridors of a hospital. She knew that she is entering an operation theater. And as she enters, she opens the door. She sees a patient is lying down inverted on a cot. And there stands Swami in the attire of a doctor. Swami gives a glance at my mother and says, "Wait, wait." That point of time, Swami turns towards this patient, and as if opening a cupboard, he opens the patient's back. He takes an ointment, massages the back of that patient very gently, and after 5 minutes, as if again closing a cupboard, Swami closed the two flaps of that patient's back. At that point of time, Swami just turned towards my mother and said, "Ho gaya, it's over." My mother was a little bemused, confused. She said, "Swami, tell the patient it's over, not me. I'm standing here." And then Swami gave a very cold stare, patted the patient and said, "Get up." My mother said, when that patient got up, I saw myself sitting on that cot. It was my back. It was me. I could see myself there. It was such a powerful dream. My mother immediately got up. It was 4:30 in the morning, Brahma Muhurtam time. And my mother just got up from the cot and she noticed that there was absolutely no pain in her back. For the past 6 months, the pain that was torturing her, that could have ended up taking her life, there was absolutely no pain at all. She was just running around the house thinking that, is this the way? She just sat on the sofa and started thinking as to what had happened. And then wisdom dawned on her. No need to understand God. You just cannot understand Him. You have to experience Him. And that is what my mother had gone through. My mother, throughout her life, has been a recipient of all the deadly diseases we've heard of, be it a tumor, be it a cancer, or be it a hemorrhage. But each time, she just surrendered to Swami. And the power of her surrender was so intense that Swami did not have the strength to remain unaffected. Swami came rushing and he helped my mother. In my life, my divine mother preached to me what is surrender. And as of completing the series, my physical mother practiced and showed me what is surrender. Swami once told to Professor Kasturi's daughter, Padmamma, he said, "Padmamma, during the challenging times in your life, only your prayers will help you. If you walk on the thorny path, I will provide you with slippers. If you walk under the scorching sun, I will provide you with an umbrella. But it is up to you to open the umbrella." And then Swami said, "But if you surrender to me, don't worry, I will open the umbrella for you." At this point of time, Swami asks, "Do you only think about me when you are in times of trouble?" Swami says, "True surrender goes one level deeper." Swami explains this point in the form of a beautiful anecdote which he has given in various discourses. He says, there was once a person who was a great devotee of Lord Rama. So he bought Lord Rama's statue and kept it in his altar. Every day, he used to light incense sticks. He used to offer garland to the Lord. This went on for months, for years. And sincerely, every morning, he used to get up, worship the Lord. But all these years, he was thinking, "I've done so many things for the Lord. Why hasn't he revealed me till now?" He says, "Lord, please reveal yourself to me. You haven't come to me. You haven't showed that you're God." And at that point of time, wisdom does not dawn on him. He goes to one of his friends. He states his predicament to his friend, and his friend listens to everything and says, "I think your choice of deity is wrong." He says, "Lord Rama is a very harsh God. I think you should go for Lord Shiva." And then he gave the example of Bhasmasura. "See, like a devil like Bhasmasura also got a boon from Lord Shiva." So this person thinks, "I think that's the correct way." So he goes to the shop, buys a statue of Lord Shiva and gets it to his altar. And he takes the statue of Lord Rama and puts it inside his cupboard and locks it. So his prayers turn from Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram to Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. And the day he started worshipping Lord Shiva, he sees that the smoke from the incense sticks is going towards the cupboard where he had locked Lord Rama. So he says, "Lord Rama, you are feeling jealous of Lord Shiva now. All these years you've been used to the incense sticks smell, and that is the reason you want it all." So he opens the cupboard, reprimands the Lord, and he ties the statue with a blanket and closes the cupboard. Next day, again he comes to worship Lord Shiva. Again, when he lights the incense sticks, he sees the smoke is going towards the cupboard. He goes to the cupboard, opens it, and sees that the smoke is going through the blanket inside the statue. He says, "Lord, this is heights of jealousy. Over all these years, you've been so used to my praying to you that you want it all now. But please, all this is for Lord Shiva." He unwraps the blanket, takes a piece of cotton, and stuffs it inside the nostrils of Lord Rama's statue. He takes the cotton, stuffs it inside, wraps the statue with the blanket, closes the cupboard, and thinks, "That's it, I think it's over." Next day, again when he goes and worships Lord Shiva, he sees again the smoke is going inside the cupboard. And when he opens the statue, he sees the smoke is going through the cotton. At that point of time, when he was just about to reprimand the Lord, he sees a radiant, an absolutely radiant flash of light emerging from the sky. And as he turns back, he sees Lord Rama in his full splendor and glory, the bow and arrow, the abhyasta, and a beautiful smile. This person forgets about everything what had transpired in the past few days, and he falls down on his knees and says, "Lord, please forgive me for what I have done." And the Lord says, don't worry, I am God. But this person says, Lord, I have one small doubt. All these years when I worshipped you, you did not reveal yourself to me. And at a point of time when I worshipped Lord Shiva, why now? Lord Rama says, all these years, you worshipped me mechanically. The day you started scolding me, the day you started talking to me, the day you started thinking that I am jealous of Lord Shiva, you treated me as a living God. And when a devotee treats Lord as a living God, I do not have the strength to be unaffected. I will reveal myself to any devotee. Swami, at this point of time, with his physical absence, is that Rama, is that Shiva, whom we need to realize that yes, he is there. The God is not a statue, but the statue is God. And Swami says, what is true surrender? He says, when you think that the Lord is living, when the God is living, at that point of time, your thoughts, your words, and your deeds will be in accordance with Swami's expectations. Swami says, that feeling of feeling the Lord with you, that is true surrender. People think that thinking of the Lord only in times of difficulties is surrender. Yes, it is, Swami says. But Swami goes one step deeper and says, feel me. When a photo is there, think that I am there. When a statue is there, think that I am there. And when you think that I am present, at that point of time, unity in thought, word, and deed is what I want. And if you get that feeling, don't worry. You have attained that lofty spiritual ideal of true surrender. I thank Swami for giving me this golden opportunity to speak in His divine presence. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
With love and reverence at the feet of Sai. Having spoken at these forums several times before, however much I try, I find it difficult to reconcile to the fact that there is an empty chair to my left. I can rationalize it by saying that Bhagavan has constantly said that he is not the body. But emptiness is emptiness. Void is a void. For me, this void can never be filled. For most of my life, as indeed for most of you, he has been the sheet anchor. You had a problem, you gave it to him. You had a question, you gave him a letter. You had a concern, you prayed to him. You were distressed, you surrendered to him. And in that surrender, you found a great source of serenity. And the problem simply didn't seem to matter anymore. Post 24th April, we saw some of the most poignant scenes in the world, the like of which we had never seen before. The world simply wept. From over 100 countries, men and women of different regions, culture, language, wept and prayed. Every conceivable space in the world was filled in, and devotional prayers appeared to pulsate throughout the world. From a million tear ducts, tears flew unbounded, almost as if purifying the earth and purifying the atmosphere where it all lived. It was almost as if the entire earth was going through a period of catharsis. It's almost as if all the sins of the world were being completely washed away. And barely 3 months later, on the holy Guru Purnima day, the devotees of varying faiths from various countries folded their hands and stood in reverence as the pristine monument to Swami was unveiled. From across the globe, millions stood riveted to the scene that was happening in Prashantinilayam. The occasion symbolized a renewal and commitment. What kind of a phenomena was this? Whenever I find myself speaking on Swami, I feel a twofold sense of trepidation. Firstly, I feel it's presumptuous because whatever we see does not add to His glory. Secondly, none of it can explain His truth because His truth is beyond the comprehension of all normal minds. His is a buoyant personality which defies all human description. It is beyond metaphors and fables. The limited cannot comprehend the unlimited. The now cannot understand the ever, nor the stable understand the unstable. Albert Einstein, the famous physicist, was once asked whether he can explain divinity in scientific terms. Einstein said it will be very difficult because it will be like explaining Beethoven's 8th symphony in the form of an air pressure curve. Impossible to approach the divinity. But there is one aspect of Swami's divinity that is absolutely clear, that He descended so that we can all ascend. In a classic letter to His brother, He wrote when He was 21 years old, that His task was to foster all mankind, and His vow is to lead us all back who have gone astray. In ringing tones, He also pronounced that you can yourself see the glorious mission in the coming days to come. And what a glorious vision it has been. The mansion of Sai is a multi-storied building. Each story has a story to tell us. The story of a healthcare model which gives tertiary healthcare free of cost. The story of supply of the elixir of life water to a land completely parched. The story of the spiritual and service organization which is supported by 200,000 volunteers and 600,000 concerned citizens, helping in all kinds of community activities from washing a leper's wound to sweeping a slum, all done without any recompense and all done with complete love. And Prashantinilayam itself with its whole structures, both human and martyr, which has become a spiritual destination to multitudes of the world who find in its presence a complete draw. And all these drawing unsolicited acclaim from people all over the world. While other universities are infected by anxiety, perplexity, discordance, indiscipline, and irreverence, the accreditation committee finds this university a crash well. Dr. Noble is astounded at the state-of-the-art medical facility that is provided here. Any visitor to Prashantinilayam is struck by the sheer size and the order which everything in Prashantinilayam is conducted. The schoolboy who threw away his history books has really made history here. Unto His presence came poets and philosophers, princes and paupers, saints and sannyasis, politicians and police constables, the religious and the reformed. By their deeds ye shall know them, say the scriptures. And all these fruits point unerringly to Bhagavan, who once declared, I will succeed, I will not be limited, my will shall always prevail. Kasturi records that Swami Abhedananda, who lived a lifetime with Ramana Maharshi, once wrote to him and said, it will be futile to think of Swami as a mere avatar who has come here to complete a purpose. He is truly Brahman himself. Like Krishna, He is the seed that is expanded into the cosmos. At these forums, we have heard several happenings of cures, transformations and changing events. I myself have shared some of my personal experiences here. How Swami, through a natural calamity, saved an entire organization from employees to losing their jobs. How Swami transformed an entire dictatorial African government who wanted to incarcerate me. For every happening that has been rendered here, there are probably 100 others about which you have not heard, about which probably even the beneficiaries themselves did not know that what was happening. Reminding us of the saying of Rabindranath Tagore, who once said, "Unbeknown to me, my king, thou didst press the signet of eternity upon many a ring." Sir Arthur Eddington, the famous physicist, once said that the world is a wave of thought. Each law of nature, each action and reaction, each happening that is recounted in these areas is a witness to the vital vibration of Swami's divinity in the gross, subtle and causal cosmos. Swami once wrote, "I move in the outer space. From those lofty heights, I go to the devotee first as fragrance, and then as thought, and then as light." All the happenings that have been reported here is a combination of that thought, of that light, and of that fragrance. It has been a trying time for the last few months for the devotees of Swami, and for those who were touched by Swami in some way. First, there was the tragedy of the Mahasamadhi itself. About this, there have been several theories. I do not want to add one more. But in my 40 years of having come to Swami as a devotee, there are two things about which I am absolutely certain about. One is his cosmic will, Vajra Sankalpa. Another is his capacity at total detachment, Vairagya. I say this with the perfect responsibility of a rational human being and one who teaches science and management, that it is inconceivable that Swami will do anything that he does not want to do. If he wanted to walk out of that hospital, he was perfectly capable of doing that. On the other hand, if he did not, no power on earth, no medical system would have ever changed that. And in addition, divine beings rarely make a sankalpa to save themselves. Ramakrishna for a long time suffered with a very difficult throat cancer, fatal throat cancer ultimately. Vivekananda in fact had to beg Ramakrishna to somehow or other alleviate his pain to some extent so that he could at least eat some food. Ramana Maharshi's left arm was punctured and he was suffering from a sarcoma, a very severe cancer. He was operated upon, but he did not get any relief. In fact, his sister Alamelu pleaded with him to cure himself. Ramana Maharshi said, "Yes, I have a body which has a hand. The hand has a disease. You want me to cure that disease by feeling so in my mind. But where is my mind? How can I use my mind to cure this?" Christ turned water to wine at Cana. He brought dead Lazarus back to life. He had the majesty to reprimand the ocean. Yet the Son of God allowed himself to be nailed to the cross. Swami has often reiterated that he is only property of the students. Therefore, you as his sole heirs have a definite role to perform. But you will be performing this role in a new world where the all-pervading, all-embracing presence of Swami will be missing. It's a completely different world. In this world, you would have to deal with issues that you have never dealt with before. If you are just a spiritual organization, indulging only in austerities, we need not bother about these stakeholders. But we are a service organization with multi-campus facilities, multi-location hospitals and performing service organizations all over the world. Therefore, we need new dynamics to deal with them. We have not comprehended this real world yet. Without comprehending this real world, we ourselves have had to make some changes. Could we have made these changes differently? Of course we could have. Could we have acted differently? Most certainly yes, there were always possibilities. There were always choices available. Were all our choices correct? Perhaps not. It was all a matter of judgment. But all I can say with confidence and categorically is, all the decisions that have been taken here since the Mahasamadhi, and all the actions that were taken, all the subsequent follow-up that was done with one sole objective, that these institutions founded by Bhagavan shall not diminish. What then is a living legacy of this loving legend? Our action hereafter will be that legacy. So far, his life has been his message. In future, our life will have to be his message. What was the legacy of Rama Avatar? What do we remember today when we think of Rama? We do not think of Ayodhya. We think of Hanuman, Jatayu, Vibhishan, and even the tiny squirrel which wanted to help Rama build that bridge across to Lanka. They are all Rama's devotees. And the legacy is the fulfillment of Rama's divine intention through these devotees. What is the legacy of Krishna Avatar? Not Dwaraka or Vrindavan. His legacy was his devotees, the gopis, the Pandavas, and the thousands of soldiers who were killed in the battlefield. And so it was with Buddha, with Christ, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, Guru Nanak, and everybody. It was the devotees who ultimately fulfilled the desires and mission which their masters basically said. For now, what is Sai Avatar? For almost his entire period, his life has been perpetuating Sanatana Dharma, the ancient wisdom of India. Islam came from Muhammad, Christianity came from Jesus, Buddhism came from Buddha, and Jainism from Mahavir. All these religions owe their existence to the prophet founders and the personal encounters of their prophet founders. Moses saw God in a burning bush. Elijah heard the shrill small voice. Jesus saw the baptism of John in Jordan. Socrates, Plato, Polonius, Augustus, Dante, all of them testify to the felt reality of God. Sanatana Dharma alone has no author and no founder. Divine truths were handed down from generation to generation, and ageless wisdom was revealed to the ancient rishis, and this was handed down through word of mouth. Many came to drink at this eternal spring and imbibe this esoteric knowledge. Jesus of Nazareth was one of them. He took back large portions of this water of life to the God-thirsty people of Israel. And several others came, Buddha, Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, to share this eternal wisdom. And then came Sai. Almost the first thing he said was, I have not come here to start a religion, but to repair the ancient highway to God. How do we prove worthy of this legacy? How do we operate and succeed in furthering whatever he has created in a new environment and in a world where things would be completely different, where his benign presence will not be there? In that world, we'll be one of others, one of many others. There is only one way. We need to eschew differences. We need to bury egos. And as Krishna advised in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharmam Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Surrender unto me, giving all your duties and obligations. There are already several efforts towards what I would call the AS, the after Sai period. Soon new sets of devotees will emerge. Lot of these devotees may not even be members of the organization, the same way Krishna adherents are not all members of ISKCON. We would need to channelize all their energies. For example, there is a new group formed recently in Chembur. They have started what they call Vriddha Seva. They collect senior citizens, plan an outing for the day, sharing divine love with them. Yatra films, Bharatanatyam, Abhang, and a picnic a day. But at the end of the day, all these people get together and perform Pada Puja on their seniors whom they have taken out for that day. When I asked their leader, why do you do that? His answer was, after the Mahasamadhi, we searched for the physical form of Swami. We found that it had split into several myriad forms into these senior citizens. In the AS period, we will hear of several such efforts. Swami once told the story of Paganini. Niccolo Paganini was a famous Italian violin virtuosi, well known in the Western world. He had a favorite violin. Once Paganini was invited to a world conference in Paris at the Royal Opera House. Those days, France was considered the center of Western culture and music. Paganini was to play a solo violin at that gathering, so he took his instruments and stepped onto the stage. He started to tune his instrument in preparation of his performance. Suddenly, one string broke. There was complete silence in the audience. Undeterred, Paganini continued to tune his violin. A violin has 3-4 strings. Paganini continued to tune with 3 strings. Then the second string broke. There was a hushed silence among the audience. People started teetering. He quietly went on tuning his instrument at the center of the stage. Then the impossible happened. The third string broke. Paganini took his instrument, walked up to the center of the stage, held the violin aloft and said, Paganini and one string, and then played one of the most beautiful pieces of music that I've ever played. The one string in our Paganini violin is devotion and surrender to Swami. Let all other strings snap, our support system, people, material resources, but as long as we keep that one string of devotion to Swami, commitment to Swami, surrender to Swami, and service to Swami, our Paganini violin will continue to send forth the sweetest strains of rapturous music that ever thrilled the senses. When Krishna said, my devotee never perishes, take refuge in me and never despair, I will protect you at all times, he was not referring to the embodied Krishna bound to Devaki and Vasudeva. If the Krishna of Dwapara Yuga is still a living legend, even after millions of years after he has left his body, what else is Krishna but the changeless, the eternal and the absolute? Sri Krishna said, men of small intellect cannot understand me. Therefore, in the absence of the embodied Sai, the eternal Sai will surely protect us. I started by saying that there is an empty chair to my left. But how can the chair be empty? Because right next to the chair, there is this Mahasamadhi. In several faiths, the Mahasamadhi, or the tomb of an avatar, a realized person, is regarded to have an incorporeal presence. In fact, the Upanishads say, Natasya pranaha ukramanti, meaning that the pranas, or the life forces of the departed, do not leave or take up another, since the individual self has merged with the totality. Shirdi Baba has reportedly said, believe me, though I pass away, my bones and my tomb will be speaking, moving and communicating with all of you, with those who surrender themselves completely to me. Do not be anxious that I would be absent from you. You will hear my bones speaking and discussing your future. Thus the remains of such persons is revered and given great importance in all faiths. Therefore we need to have little doubt that millions who throng to see the Mahasamadhi will continue to receive the grace of Sai. I first came to the feet of Sai 40 years ago. At that time, to quote the poet, what was I? An infant crying in the night, an infant crying for the light, and with no longing but a cry. But the process of light, eyes opened, cry stopped, and the hopes of sight rose beyond. Suddenly the purpose of life became absolutely clear. Mankind has gone through an evolutionary process from the plant stage to the animal stage to the human stage. Eons have passed and still the slow pilgrimage is taking place. And suddenly we have this triple avatar to tell us that we have mistaken our temporary projection into the world of matter, namely our bodies, ourselves. That most of us live our lives quite unaware of the fact that our real identity is Atma, the universal spirit. That we are all part and parcel of God, the images of God, sons of God, as eternal as God Himself. That we must use this as a means to traverse the path from ignorance to knowledge, from darkness to light, from the transient to the eternal. Some of us are at the evening of our lives. We may not see the end of that path, if indeed there is an end. All we can then do is to pray, in the words of Rabindranath Tagore, "Let only that little be left of my will, whereby I may feel thee on every side, and come to thee in everything, and offer thee my love every moment." Sai Ram.
When Sir said, "Our lives is his message," I was reminded of what one of my teachers told me when I asked him, "Sir, what is it that Bhagawan expects from his students?" And he said, "Swami once said, in no unclear terms, that I want each one of my students to become Sai Baba. That is what Bhagawan expects from each of his students. Again, is it impossible? Maybe. But with love for God, nothing is impossible." I thank Professor Anant Raman for reminding us of our responsibility as his students. I'm also reminded of what Bhagawan has told about surrender. Indeed, there is nothing in this world that is our own that we can surrender to God. Then what is the essence of surrender? Accepting everything, Bhagawan said once, accepting everything as God's will with equanimity, that is the highest form of surrender. And I thank Brother Rishabh for narrating to us the wonderful experience of his mother and reminding us what true surrender is. Now we shall have the opportunity to listen to Bhagawan's discourse, which will be followed by a musical program, a musical offering by our brothers from the Music College. Sai Ram.
Students, embodiments of love.
మానవత్వం ఎంతో పవిత్రమైనది అయినప్పటికీ తాను సహవాసమును పురస్కరించుకొని తన యొక్క మంచి చెడ్డలు మారుతూ ఉంటాయి.
హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్ సేక్రెడ్ బట్ హౌఎవర్ గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ ఇంటర్చేంజ్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ ద కంపెనీ.
ఇనుము మట్టిలో వేసినప్పుడు ఇది తిప్పబడుతుంది.
When once iron is in the company of mud, it gets rusted.
కానీ అదే ఇనుము అగ్నిలో వేసినప్పుడు ఆ తుప్పు వదిలిపోయి కేవలం ప్రకాశవంతమైనటువంటిదిగా రూపొంది మెత్తదిగా మారుతుంది.
But the very same iron, when it is put in fire, The rust will leave that. Instead, iron shines brilliantly red hot.
Dust galito cherite gaganam varaku egurutundi.
The dust in the company of air will go up to the sky.
Kani neetito cherite lotu gunta varaku digutundi.
But the very same dust in the company of water will go down to the pit.
పైకి ఎగురుటకు రెక్కలు లేవు డస్ట్ కు.
The dust has no wings to fly high.
క్రిందికి దిగుటకు కాళ్ళు లేవు.
Nor has it the legs to go down.
సహవాస ప్రభావము చేతనే పైకి ఎగురటం క్రిందికి దిగటం రెండు కూడా జరుగుతూ ఉంటుంది.
It's only the effect of company that makes it go up or go down.
కనుక సహవాస దోషం అనేటువంటిది సహవాస మేలనేటువంటిది మనం చేసేటువంటి వారి మంచి చెడ్డలపైనే ఆధారపడి ఉంటుంటుంది.
ద కంపెనీ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ద గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద పీపుల్ అరౌండ్ యూ.
ఇనుము మట్టితో చేరినప్పుడు రస్ట్ అవుతుంది.
ఐరన్ ఇన్ ద కంపెనీ ఆఫ్ డస్ట్ గెట్స్ రస్ట్.
ఈ రస్ట్ కావటం చేత ఆ ఐరన్ లో ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క శక్తి అంతా కూడాను బస్ట్ అవుతుంది.
ఐరన్ విచ్ ఇస్ రస్టెడ్ బర్స్ట్.
ఇది బస్ట్ అయినప్పుడు దీన్ని టెస్ట్ చేయవలసి వస్తుంది.
వెన్ ఇట్ బర్స్ట్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి టెస్టెడ్.
ఈ టెస్ట్ చేసినప్పుడే దీనికి రెస్ట్ చిక్కుతుంది.
వెన్ యూ టెస్ట్ ఇట్ ఇట్ విల్ హ్యావ్ రెస్ట్.
ఈ రెస్ట్ మనకు ఉన్నత స్థానం.
ఇస్ ద రెస్ట్ దట్ ఈస్ హై లెవెల్.
అనగా దీనికి పట్టినటువంటి డస్ట్ ను మొట్టమొదట తుడిచివేయాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ వి మస్ట్ వి షుడ్ వైప్ అవుట్ ఆల్ ది డస్ట్.
ఈ డస్ట్
వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ డస్ట్.
అనగా దుస్సంగంతో ఏర్పడినటువంటి యొక్క దుర్భావమైనటువంటి డస్ట్ ను మనం తుడిచివేయాలి.
We have to remove all this dust of bad company and bad feelings.
ఇవన్నీ కూడాను అనేక రకములైనటువంటి ఒక దుస్సంగము చేతనే ఏర్పడుతుంటాయి.
All these things are the results of the bad company.
కనుకనే tell me your company, I shall tell you what you are అని. మన కంపెనీ ఎలాంటిదో మనం అలాంటి వారిగా తయారవుతాం.
As is the company, so you are.
కనుక మనము కాలము తీసుకున్నను తప్పులేదు. కొంత విచారణ చేసి మంచి వారితో మనం స్నేహం చేయాలి.
Doesn't matter, take time, inquire and join the good company.
కాని మంచి స్థితిలో మనం ఉండినప్పుడు మంచి స్థాయిలో మనం ఉండినప్పుడు మంచి పొజిషన్ లో మనం ఉండినప్పుడు అందరూ మనము గుడ్ బై అని అందరూ వస్తుంటారు.
When we are in good position, when times are favorable, all will gather round you.
కాని మన యొక్క పరిస్థితి దిగజారిపోయినప్పుడు హీన స్థితికి వచ్చినప్పుడు తాను కొన్ని విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రభావంలో మునిగినప్పుడు అందరూ కూడాను మనకు దూరమైపోతుంటారు.
When situation circumstances are adverse and negative, people will turn away from you.
ఇది నిజమైన స్నేహం కాదు.
This is not true friendship.
స్నేహం అనగా ఏమిటి?
What is friendship?
కష్ట సమయం నందు దుఃఖ సమయం నందు విచార సమయం నందు అనేక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక ఇక్కట్లు కలిగినటువంటి సమయం నందు మనం విడువక మనం వెంటనే షాడో వలె మనం వెంటాడుతూ ఉండాలి. వాడే నిజమైనటువంటి మిత్రుడు.
హూ ఇస్ ద ట్రూ ఫ్రెండ్? ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఆఫ్టర్ యూ, హూ ఫాలోస్ యూ లైక్ ఎ షాడో ఇన్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ డిఫికల్టీస్, ఇన్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాంగ్జైటీస్, ట్రబుల్స్ అండ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్.
చెరువు నందు నీరు నిండినప్పుడు వేల కొలది కప్పలు చేరుతుంటాయి.
When the tank is full of water, frogs gather in thousands.
కానీ నీరు ఎండిపోతానే ఒక్క కప్ప అయినా అక్కడ ఉండదు.
When the tank is dry, not even one frog is seen.
అదే విధంగానే మనం మంచి స్థాయిలో ఉండినప్పుడు మంచి హోదాలో ఉండినప్పుడు అందరూ మన వెంట ఉంటుంటారు.
Likewise, when we are in good position, authority, you will find people around you.
ఇలాంటి స్నేహం నిజమైన స్నేహం కాదు.
It's not true friendship.
స్నేహం అనగా కష్టములు ఎందు సుఖములు ఎందు నష్టములు ఎందు ఆదాయములు ఎందు అన్నింటి ఎందు కూడా మనకు తోడునీడిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
A friend should be with you in all times, the profit and the loss, the difficulties, the pleasure and the pain.
కనుక మనకు నిజమైన స్నేహితులు ఎలాంటి వాడిని మనం చక్కగా కాలం తీసుకుని గుర్తించి వారితో మనం స్నేహం చేయాలి.
Therefore, we have to take time, recognize a true friend and move with him.
కేవలం హలో అంటేనే హలో అనుకోని వారితో చేరటము చాలా తప్పు.
ఇట్స్ ఎ మిస్టేక్ ఇఫ్ యూ జాయిన్ ఎనీ వన్ బై మియర్లీ హలో.
స్నేహం చేయగలిగినటువంటి వారిని మొట్టమొదట వాళ్ళ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్స్ అంతా కూడాను మనం చక్కగా విచారణ చేసుకోవాలి.
బిఫోర్ యూ మేక్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్, నో ది బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్.
వాడి హ్యాబిట్స్ ఎట్లాంటివి, వాడి బిహేవియర్ ఎట్లాంటిది, వాడి డీప్ డిసిప్లిన్ ఎట్లాంటిది అనేటువంటి అన్నింటిని కూడా మనం గుర్తించాలి.
యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఎంక్వైర్ అండ్ రికగ్నైజ్ బిఫోర్ యూ మేక్ ఎ ఫ్రెండ్ హిస్ హ్యాబిట్స్ బిహేవియర్.
వాడు ఎలాంటి వారితో చేరుతున్నాడు, ఎలాంటి సంఘంతో వాడు ప్రవర్తిస్తున్నాడు అనేటువంటిది కూడా మనం గుర్తించాలి.
యు మస్ట్ ఆల్సో నో ద కంపెనీ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆల్సో.
వాడు చెడు కంపెనీతో మనం చేరుతున్నప్పుడు వాడి మొహం కూడా మనం చూడకూడదు.
The one with whom you are going to be a friend, if he is in bad company, don't look at your face, at his face.
Vaadu hello annapudu manu goodbye cheppi velli povali.
If he says hello, say goodbye.
Kanu alanti vaari friendship mana jeevithanike muppu.
Such sort of friendship will put you in danger.
Kaani ee naati vidyarthulu aadhurika sambandhamainatundi oka chaduvula valla andaru friends gaane maaripothuntaru.
In the modern education, the modern students, we consider everyone as friends.
నిజమైనటువంటి ఒక మైత్రి మిత్రత్వం అనేది చెప్పడానికి వీలు కాదు.
It's not true friendship. It's not possible to say so.
ఇవన్నీ కదిలిపోయే మేఘాలు.
They're all passing clouds.
ఏ నిమిషంలో వీడిపోతుందో.
One moment it would leave you.
కనుకనే అలాంటి ఫ్రెండ్షిప్ ను మనం ఎంతవరకు అంతవరకు హలో హలో హవ్ ఆర్ యూ గుడ్ బై గుడ్ బై ఇంతటితోనే మనం ముగించుకోవాలి.
So such sort of friendship should be under certain stipulations, limits. To the extent of hello, hello, how are you?
మన భావములు పురస్కరించుకునియే మన యొక్క ప్రవర్తన కొనసాగుతూ వస్తుంది.
Our behavior depends on our thoughts and feelings.
దీనినే వేదాంతము యత్ భావం తద్ భవతి అన్నారు.
Vedantic parlance, it is stated, as is the mind, so is the position.
ఒక న్యూస్ పేపర్ ఉంటుండాలి.
Here is a newspaper.
ఆ న్యూస్ పేపర్ ను మనం చూచినప్పుడు ఏ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క దుర్గంధం కానీ సుగంధం కానీ అందులో మనకు గోచరించదు.
As you go through the newspaper, you don't feel the smell, good or foul as the case may be.
కానీ ఆ న్యూస్ పేపర్ లోపల జాస్మిన్ ఫ్లవర్స్ పొట్టం కట్టినప్పుడు మల్లె పువ్వులు.
On the other hand, if the same newspaper is used to make a pack of jasmine flower,
ఆ యొక్క మల్లె పుష్పముల వల్ల ఈ న్యూస్ పేపర్ కూడాను మల్లె పుష్పములు వాసన పొందుతుంది.
Because of the association with the jasmine flowers, the newspaper also smells like that jasmine.
అదే న్యూస్ పేపర్,
the same newspaper,
మనము పకోడాలతో పొట్టం కట్టినప్పుడు
is used to pack the pakoda.
ఆ న్యూస్ పేపర్ కూడాను పకోడా వాసన వస్తుంది.
The newspaper also will smell like that of pakoda.
అదే పేపర్ లోపల మనము డ్రై ఫిష్ పొట్టం కట్టినప్పుడు ఆ డ్రై ఫిష్ వాసన ఆ పొట్టంలో చెందుతుంది.
If the same newspaper is used to pack dry fish, it smells like that.
కనుకని మన యొక్క హృదయం అనేటువంటిది పవిత్రమైనటువంటిది ఎట్టి దుర్గంధములు లేనటువంటి యొక్క న్యూస్ పేపర్ వంటిది.
Likewise, human heart is sacred without any foulness there.
ఇందులో ఏ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క అభ్యాసమును ఏ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క తలంపులను ఇందులో మనం ప్రవేశపెడుతుమో దాని యొక్క ప్రభావమే ఈ హృదయాన్ని పొందుతుంది.
Depending upon the thoughts and emotions that you carry in the heart, your character and the behavior depend on it.
Subrahmanyam Subrahmanyam Shanmuganatha Subrahmanyam 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 Shanmuganatha Subrahmanyam 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 Shanmuganatha Subrahmanyam 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 Shanmuganatha Subrahmanyam Shiva 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 Subrahmanyam Hara 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 Subrahmanyam Om Shiva 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 Subrahmanyam Hara 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 Subrahmanyam Shiva 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 Subrahmanyam Hara 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 Subrahmanyam Shiva Shiva Hara Hara Subrahmanyam Hara Hara Shiva Shiva Subrahmanyam Shiva Shiva Hara Hara Subrahmanyam Hara Hara Shiva Shiva Subrahmanyam Shiva Saravana Bhava Subrahmanyam Guru Saravana Bhava Subrahmanyam శరవణ భవ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం గురు శరవణ భవ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం జై శివ శరవణ భవ సుబ్రహ్మణ్య గురు శరవణ భవ సుబ్రహ్మణ్య శివ శివ హర హర సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం హర హర శివ శివ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం శివ శివ హర హర సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం హర హర శివ శివ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం
Sairam, offering our humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan on the auspicious occasion of Navaratri, we, the students of the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, are indeed blessed by our beloved Sai Saraswati to offer a garland of songs at the divine lotus feet entitled Sai Nada Narayani. We start today's presentation with the Ganesh Kriti in Ragam Hamsadvani, set to Aditalam, composed by Sri G.N. Balasubramanyam.
Bye. ಹೃದ ಕಮಲ ಗದಾರಿ ತನು ಬೀಜ ಹೃದ ಕಮಲ ಗದಾರಿ ತನು ಬೀಜ ಪುರವಾಶೋಬಲ ಧಾನ್ಯ ಗುಜಾದಶನ ಹೃದ ಕಮಲ ಗದಾರಿ ತನು ಬೀಜ ಪುರವಾಶೋಬಲ
ಗರಿ ಸರಿ ಬರವಲ್ಲ ಬರಮಣ
ಭಗ ಗ ಭಗ ಬನಿ ಭಗ ಬನಿ ಭಗ ಬಸನಿ ಭಗ ಭಗರಿ ಸರಿ ಸರಿ ಗ ಭಗ ಗ ಗರಿ ಗರಿ ಗ ಭಗ ಭಗ ಬನಿ ಬಸನಿ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ಸರಿ ಸನಿ ಸನಿ ಭಗರಿ ಸರಿ ಗ ಬನಿ
ನಿಧನಿ ಭಗ ಸನಿ ಭಗ ಬನಿ ಭಗಿ ಗರಿ ಸನಿ ಪರಿ ಗನಿ
పరమశివుని హృదయవాసి అయిన ఓ పార్వతీమాత, నీవే మాకు శరణు. హిమవంతుని కుమార్తెవైన నీవు చల్లని చూపులతో మేము సర్వదా రక్షింపు. ఇప్పుడు మేము గానం చేయబోయే కృతి దేవీ నీయేతునై, రాగం కీరవాణి, ఆది తాళము, రచన పాపనాశం శివన్.
ದೇವಿ
Ragam Saraswati, Talam Rupakam, composed by Sri G.N. Balasubramanyam, with Veena in her hands, prayed by all the Devatas as the mother of knowledge. Now let us listen to this composition on the Veena and invoke the blessings of Sai Saraswati.
आज के इस शुभ अवसर पर अखिल विश्व साई मां के जगत जननी स्वरूप की आराधना कर रहा है। इस नवरात्रि का मूल भाव यही है, जो अज्ञान के अंधकार को दूर कर ज्ञान का प्रकाश फैलाए, वही नवरात्रि है। हे साई मां, तुम ही गौरी के रूप में समस्त जीवों का पालन करने वाली हो, दुर्गा के रूप में जगत की प्राण शक्ति भी तुम्ही हो। हे साई जननी, मां काली के रूप में तुम ही संसार और समस्त हमारे असुर शक्तियों का संहार करने वाली हो। इसके पश्चात अब आपके सामने प्रस्तुत है राग जोग में एक तराना, जो कि बद्ध है तीन ताल में।
सर्वमङ्गलमङ्गल्ये शिवे सर्वार्थसाधिके शरण्ये त्र्यम्बके
ಕರೆ ತೆರೆ ತುಂಬೆ
यहां रूप ना श्रृंगार अमर रहेगा, ना धनी धन का ना भंडार अमर रहेगा। जो आया है वो जाएगा एक दिन, लेकिन साईं का साथ साईं का प्यार अमर रहेगा, साईं का प्यार अमर रहेगा। उसी साईमा के कोमल चरणों में प्रेम पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हुआ अगला गीत, जय जय जगजननी देवी।
jay jay jagadani devi
gamadani dalani dalani
dalani dalani dalani dalani dalani dalani dalani dalani
Bhagwan, we remember those glorious moments with you that we cherished. You guided us, guarded us. You laughed when we laughed. You cried when we cried. That was the love of you, Mother Sai. We pray to you to always be with us. You may not be physically present, but now, Swami, your golden words, I am there with you always, still alarms in our minds and hearts. The next Kriti is in Ragam Vagdishwari, set to Rupakathalam. This is a prayer to the goddess of knowledge Vagdishwari to shower Nadamritam so that all those who are present here and elsewhere can enjoy their heartful.
Ah! Jagadishwari கடித்தாலும் இசை ஞானமும் நல்லொழுக்கமும் வேணும் அத்தனையும் தீ என கணித்தாலும்
Thank you. గిరిగారి మా సరస్వతి జ్ఞాన మా సరస్వతి జ్ఞాన మా సరస్వతి జ్ఞాన సరస్వతి జ్ఞాన విద్యబుద్ధి దాన దో విద్యబుద్ధి దాన దో విద్యబుద్ధి దాన దో విద్యబుద్ధి దాన దో సరస్వతి జ్ఞాన దో సరస్వతి జ్ఞాన దో ప్రేమదాయిని శాంతిదాయిని ప్రేమదాయిని శాంతిదాయిని ప్రేమదాయిని శాంతిదాయిని ప్రేమదాయిని శాంతిదాయిని
Thank you.
हरे स्वामी सत्यकारी हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा
Sairam. Tomorrow is very special. In those years in the past, the second day of Dasara was observed as the hospital day. Subsequently, because of its vast expansion, it could not be continued. But anyway, this year, tomorrow, we are going to celebrate Sri Satya Sai General Hospital Day. It is rather amazing to note that Sri Satya Sai General Hospital has been extending service for the last 56 years, which is not an ordinary joke. You will also find people reaching here in the night, squatting there, some of them even sleeping, waiting for their turn next morning. If ever there is any hospital that has been serving the villages in the neighborhood, it is only Sri Satya Sai General Hospital. Bhagavan Babavari Divya Sankalpanto Nelakolpabadi Niraghatanga Nirvighnanga Itodhikamaina Vaidya Seval Andistunnatuvanti Sri Satya Sai General Hospital 56 Vasantalu Sampurnam Cheskundi. Ee Sandarbhamlo Repu Varu Varshikotsavam Jarupukuntunnaru. Krindati Ratre Ikkadiki Cheri Marusati Dinana Chikitsa Pondi Marali Velletuvanti Veladi Mandi Gramasthulaku Sevalandinchindi Sri Satya Sai General Hospital Matrame Ani Meeku Manavi Chestunnanu. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the evening we'll have this hospital day special function, and we have a drama entitled Gamyam Neevayaga Payanam Nee Toduga. You are the goal and the journey along with you is the title. That is followed by devotional songs and bhajans. It is interesting to note that all these are going to be staged by the staff of Sri Satya Sai General Hospital only. Exclusive. Repu jaragaboyetundi natika pradarshana bhajana karyakramamulo anni kuda Sri Satya Sai General Hospital sambandhinchina sibbandi vaidyulu palganabothunnaru. We wish them all the best. May Bhagavan shower his choicest blessings on all the staff of Sri Satya Sai General Hospital. Jai Sai Ram.